What's going on?
Laura's gone, Pete, Joe said.
Gone?
I opened the door wide to let them in. We sat down together in the living room, which we rarely did, in general preferring the friendlier precinct of the kitchen, close to the food and the booze.
I don't get you.
She's gone, Iris said. She took her passport, her clothes, her medicine. She's gone. Her roommate said she just packed up and left the apartment.
Does the roommate know where she went?
Did you rape her, Pete?
Did I?
I'm sorry? Did I rape her? Rape her? Wendy said her face was bruised. She was wearing bloody pajamas.
I'm sorry. Did I what?
Were you in her apartment, Pete? Iris asked.
No, Iris. You couldn't believe this, Iris. Come on.
Rape?
Yes, I did hit her. And yes, I did make her bleed. I probably broke her nose. I might have given her whiplash, even. And these are sins, I know, and I felt terrible about them. But I didn't rape anyone. And a broken nose isn't insurmountable. It isn't septicemia, myocardial infarction. It isn't Addison's disease.
Pete, why don't you tell us what happened? Joe said.
He was trying to sound reasonable, but there was panic in his voice.
Wendy showed us what she'd been wearing, Iris said.
I didn't rape your daughter,